Good morning. This is Mercedes Warwick, and we are on day 26. 36 channels in 36 days. I guess this is the 10-9-8 countdown. Very interesting. Funny. It was funny yesterday after I finished the recording and everything. I thought, you know, I've now officially gone 5 times longer than I've ever gone in one of these sessions that I do in collaboration with my guidance, these teaching sessions. And I think at the beginning, when I got the, we call it the hit, to do 36 channels in 36 days, and I was sitting quietly thinking, really? You know, did I get that right? And I was given a date to start, which sometimes is unusual. And I had some time. I had some time to adjust and get ready. And I got the dietary requirements. I was told to do a little bit of a fast prior to starting. And then the day came, a few days before the day came, I was still in resistance. And then I think it was about 3 days before, even though I had done the preparation and everything, that was really when I decided to do this. Can you imagine doing something 5 times longer than you've ever imagined that you could? It's kind of lifting the barriers and lifting the limitations. So that was sort of the end of the recording thought yesterday. This morning's been a little tough. I'm having a personal situation that I always hesitate to say it in the preamble because who knows what's going to come out in the channel. But having a little bit of a personal situation that I'm kind of working through, and it's kept me up. I mean, I've lost sleep over it, and still trying to work it through, and there's a few buts in there. I'm looking at implementing the law of polarity, but I think the upset is real. And whenever I've dealt with this and other, you know, situations in my life, or if I'm working with a client, something like that, I've always said that the situation is real. The emotion is real. I think we talked about when we're pulling ourselves into wholeness, bringing all aspects of ourselves into our infinity, and understanding as we sort of scan our state of God and knowing that this peace is hurt or upset. So I mentioned that. I don't know, again, trying to be true to the true to the preamble, but true to the system that's sort of been unfolding as we've been going along. So there's a little bit of a sleepless night last night as I'm trying to work out some things, and breathing didn't help, and I couldn't get to the faith, you know. So couldn't get to the quietude on this one. So I'm still working it out. But I think what I'd like to say is, even though I'm in this work and I do this work, that there are times that I have to just work it through. And, you know, I haven't mastered, that would be the word. You know, I'm not a master. You know, I'm working it through. You know, and I think even if you're a master, you still have some humanity, you know. And then the piece that I really thought I wanted to speak about today was we're all gifted. We're all gifted. in recent days and months, I mean, this is very recent. I think people have always been scared of me, have been afraid of me. And some people, not, I don't want to say everybody, but as I've gone through this journey, it's been interesting to watch people's reactions and everything from who are you talking to. And that was actually a question I had early on. I had a lovely set of guidance that called me little one, and I felt so safe and secure as I was moving through and learning lessons and taking some big leaps as the gift was emerging. Then I went through this period of time where I wanted to know who I was talking to, but they didn't really let me know. And then a couple of years ago now, maybe just about 18 months, it's been fairly recent, the Eternal Infinite identified itself and said, "We are the Eternal Infinite." And when I asked who is in the channel or who am I channeling, they said, "The collective of who is before you." So a lot of times the channel, when I'm doing this in person with somebody, is their guidance as well as my guidance, because my guidance is always present for me. And then we tap into the infinite. So that's why we talked about the table. Now, the table analogy, where there's, I think, 9 seats at the table, and it's a round table, Knights of the Round Table, and people come up, the guidance comes up to the table and has a seat, and then we can talk with them. Well, sometimes when you hear the silence, I call it catching the wave, it's because the teams are changing. If I were talking to one person, then there's one set of people and guidance, and then I'm talking to somebody else, that the guidance changes. People get up out of the seats and new people sit down. And that's just an analogy. I don't actually see that, but it's sort of a way for me to explain it. So, all is good, yes. So people tend to be afraid of me. And it's been very interesting because I've heard I'm scared of you. And that has been coming up a lot recently. And it's very interesting because it's being verbalized. It's not coming out through behavior or avoidance. People are actually saying, "I'm afraid of you." So I don't know why I'm mentioning it this morning. I suspect that there are a lot of gifted people. Matter of fact, I would suspect the majority of people listening to this would be people whose gifts are emerging, because that tends to be, in my walk, who comes before the guidance, is people whose gifts are emerging. And the other thing that might be happening is as we're, 25 or 26 days in, you may be having some shifts as far as your sensitivity and your intuitive instinct, and you may be questioning who you were talking to, or talking with, or if you're hearing things, if you're hearing voices, or if you're having conversations with God where you're literally going into your quietude and speaking. So often we speak our existence, and you may be literally beginning to have a conversation. And then the other thing is this sort of bubbling up that I do in my quietude in the morning, like what's on my mind, and things start bubbling up. And when you are getting sort of that, where did that come from? I didn't even know that I was thinking about that, as your subconscious is releasing into the all. And so we have these conversations with God. And when I wrote this soul inspired tune up, and it was going through these angry emotions, fear and hurt and unhealthy and lack of gratitude, lack of contentment, the bubbling up was the bubbling up to release, so that at that time, I wasn't carrying the residue of divorce and robbery at gunpoint. And so we wanted to Spirit was giving me a way to, I'm going to use the word eradicate, but to release the residue or the actual frequencies of these I'm just discovering something. I was going to say lower frequencies, but I don't want to put it on a hierarchy, but for right now, we'll just say lower frequencies or the frequencies of judgment of self as well as the circumstances of the situation. So those were the things that sort of bubbled up this morning. And I guess the other thing is trust. I am recording this particular session through a service as opposed to the phone, and I have the backup system going. And this morning I woke up with this feeling like the technology is not going to work. And I obviously put it into the void and felt instructed to go through the service as opposed to using my phone. But it's an interesting paradigm when, in this case, the technology has failed and you've had to come up with alternative ways of doing things. And so I thought it was interesting this morning that I know trust is a uniquely human experience, but I just had this feeling that I needed to use alternative technology this morning. And technology's been interesting. I actually had trouble with the website loading things up the other day and had to walk away from it. And when I came back about 45 minutes later, everything was working again. So I don't know what that's about. The reliability of a system or a process or a way. So as I do every morning, as I've been doing, these are the things that have sort of bubbled up. We'll see what Spirit has to say, what the guidance has for us today. Visit the contribution button if you so desire to practice infinite circulation. And I think that's it for now. I don't have my one more thing. But I think that's it for now. It's okay to be unsettled, I think, is really part of what the message is. If I were to categorize all of this, I would be saying it's okay to be unsettled, and sometimes you have to work that space through. But it's okay, and there is a way. Namaste. Onona ni ekena ioko okona ieshkena edoni yoko. It is interesting to feel Mercedes. Okay. It's interesting. Onona ieke. Sometimes we call her the vessel and sometimes we say her name. And onona ieshkena nani yoko. And for some reason this morning that seems to be part of the interplay of what is happening. Onona ni ieshke. We can feel her vessel. The allowance of the space of allowance of allowing Ananioko or presence Yakona is somewhat unsettled this morning. Onono ieshke na nieke na Ananioko okona iena, and that is part of the state of her being. Onono ieshke, or we would say the state of her God. Unoni ieshkena ananiyoko, the state of God. The state of God. We don't know where the her came from, but unoni ieshkena ananiyoko is all one. And her state of God, ananiyoko, is unsettled this morning for a number of different reasons. Anono ni eshkena, anana ne yoko, ohona iekena, iena. So much of this journey for her, and it is even difficult for, in the translation as she has looked back. The last two most recent periods, Iokona Iekena, has been extremely challenging. On the human scale, Iokona Iekena, however, it has been a gift, Anana Yoko, that she's walked this period of time in relative safety, in comfort. So much of what we will say this morning is truly for the ones who may be experiencing a new field of expansion within their intuitive gift. And this can range from just discovering your intuition, having more sensitivity to your intuition, to a fully opened and expansion of your connectiveness to the divine on all levels and all aspects. These shifts can be disconcerting, and in some ways doing the work as we've described it is an expansion of the availability to the subtle frequencies. And it's very difficult to go with the flow when you don't feel you're flowing. You feel like you're walking on marbles. We would say that that is when your community comes in to help. How difficult is it to stand and sit in the space, Yokona, when you're not knowing who or what is happening? It is hard and it is difficult. We understand. So many mystic Anana Yoko activities. It is like connecting the mystical dots, Iekona Niena. And for some, mystical will be a word that has to go through several iterations of Anoniyeshke definition and Anoniyeke experiences, Iokona, before you come into true acceptance, Iekena, Anoniyekena. But is the magic of the discovery and the titillation of Anoniyeke, understanding Anoniyeshkena, that opens up the wide array of possibilities, Iokona Niena. And the more in sync that you become with the harmonious alignment, Iokona Niena, just imagine, if you can, the wonderment, Anana Niyoko, and the ease of life and living, Iokona, and the ease of mind as well. In general, if you stay in a state of contemplation and awareness, we would say, if it does not feel good, don't do it. Ie kainan ni yoko. Because the most loving harmonies, onono ie shkena, will not necessarily put you in a state of bliss, which we have not discussed. Onono ni yoko. The rhythmic swing between bliss and ecstasy and onono ie shkena, discontentment and despair. Unknown on the AK and all spectrums of frequencies in between. And unknown on the Ishkena. That is why sometimes we say balancing on the head of the pin. Unknown on the Ishkena, not falling to the left or the right, but keeping in perfect balance. The AK and on Yoko is Yokona, the optimized Yokona condition. It would be the classic, what goes up, you know, kena and bliss must come down, ononi e kena. But it is really more that there are cycles and seasons, e kena na na ni yoko, and there is the law at work, e shiki e kena. And on the oshkona, and then there is the paranoia of this life is so good, something bad must happen, yokona iena. And we would say, there are ebbs and flows, yes, iekona iekena, and there are things in your destiny or within your destiny that are yours to learn in this particular cycle of your life, iekona iena. But iekona, we would also say that it is somewhat of a misnomer, iekena nananioko, that you would have to swing between the depths of despair and the depths of bliss, iekona iekena, or the height of bliss and the depths of despair. Ononi Yeshkena. So we don't know that you will come away with this with any great understanding or any great more understanding other than there are cycles, Yokona Yekena. And then there are times when you must make decisions as to what you will bring into your purview and what you will not, Yekena. And some of this will be learning, like touching a hot stove when you were a toddler and learning that the stove is hot and that in only Yeshkena that feeling is not pleasant. Unono Yeshkena. Unono Yoshkona Yekena Anana Niyoko Okona. But will we say, do not sit before the all? No. Will we say, Yoshkona, do not discover the God within and the unification and coming into wholeness and unity? No, Yoshkona. We would not say those things. Yoshkona and Yekena. We would say, however, that not everyone who is around you, Yekena, will have the same mindset or heart set, Yoshkona. And so traversing Yoshkena, these situations, onono yeshkena, can be onono yeshkena yoko, points of discovery for yourself, yekena nani yoko. It may be that certain people fall away, yekona ni yekena, or yeshkena, you look up and there's a whole new yekena, and you're wondering, how did I get here? Yeshki yokona nana yeka, and yes, so often what happens with Mercedes, and this year in particular, Yoko Iekena, is she's always had, she used to cry. She would cry in the arms of her guardian, Yoshkona Ieshke. She would call herself the Roto-Rooter of healers because people would come and she was so new, she did not always understand how to express or ways to express that would soften the delivery. Ononi Yeshkena, and Ononi Yeshke, but it is or was with laser precision that she could get to the true point. You wouldn't even say the heart. The true point, like Ononi Yeshke, if you really thought about the seed and what has been planted, if we stay in our analogy, and the seed of what has caused the person's discontentment, Ononi Yeshkena, and that there's this taproot of discontentment going deep into this person's soul, Anononieshke, and Mercedes has and had, well, known to the EHK, precision, laser-like, Nananyoko vision about the causes, Iekena, of the effect that was present, Yokona Iena, and she would cry because people would, Noniyeshkena, get very angry with her, to just use the word, angry, mad, Noniyeshke, and would avoid her, Yeshkona Iena, and sometimes this precision piece, Ananiyokona, would take everybody by surprise. It would be like it just blurted out on the EHK. Now it's a little softer, not so much, but a little. And she sees truth. She sees truth. And sometimes people just instinctively know this. And the behavior that is before her has nothing to do with her physical presence. Some of this will be discovery for you, and you will be like a toddler, rediscovering how to walk or how your legs work or how the twinkle of the new light you see, and you will want to blurt, you will want to blurt things out, Ieshkona and Ananayoko, because you just see them, or you just know them, Iekona Iena, Iekona Iena. And some of this is just maturity as you come into your gift. Ieko Iekena Iekona, there was something fascinating Mercedes had read, and she sort of, probably on Facebook, quite frankly, but it struck her as being pertinent, and she's pushing right now to say that some yogis, some people, Iokona Ananiyake will come into their gifts, and it is theirs to show the world their gift. There may be thousands of people that are reading your book, or listening to your radio program, or coming to your church or your spiritual center, and that is the gift of gab, or the gift of communication, or the gift of healing, and the gift of Ononiyeshke, and it's for the masses. It's for the people who can hear your frequencies. And then there are others, the term was yogis, Iekena, and who go through their life very quietly, and you would never even know that they are a master. Ononiyeshke, they live their life, and students come one by one, and Iokonananiyeshke, and there's no formal teaching setting at all, Iekena. But you may come and have a conversation with this person, and you go on your way, and you are enriched, Yokona Iekena, and it is a quiet life for this master, this yogi, this teacher, this person. Yokona Iekena Ananiyoko, and of course, we are all teachers. Every day you come into somebody's presence, and you may say, I didn't know that. Or maybe Yoshkona Iekena, in the cases of the wise ones and the elders, you will have a conversation and you will not understand, and then months or years later you'll go, oh, that's what they meant. Yoshkona Iekena Nanyoko. So we would use the word ignorance, but the lack of understanding or the lack of knowledge of the persons or people that will come in front of you and come before you for guidance, Iokona, for understanding, Yononi Yeke, for intuitiveness, Iekena, and for learning. At some point, you may be the teacher, and it may be that you are out front and very prominent. And in other cases, it will be that you speak truth, and you are the vessel or the understanding, the light of truth for this individual, and they from you. And then other times when the person is ready, they will come to you and be attracted to you. And then, Ononiyeshke, they may move along the way. And then there are those of you who will be quiet, but you'll be quiet in your magnificence, in your majestic. I'm seeing a mountain, but you know, like in a mountain that you were just steady and steadfast, and you've climbed, and you've evolved, and you're beautiful. You're majestic. This majestic presence. Yoko will be serene. And the quality of your expression will resonate to the ears who are ready to hear. So there is all matter, Yokona, of teaching and all manner of learning. And these are the things that go into the void, and we plant and we reap, and we plant and we sow and we harvest. It is no different in the range of emotions. But yes, there are times when you feel in your heart, or maybe in your stomach, that you are just an Oniyekena. Unsettled. We will use the word unsettled. We had to go through several selections, but we will use the word unsettled for now. And the depths of your unsettled is so... there's so much, and there's so many pieces. It's where you are at. It's where they are at. It's the way you're interpreting. It's the way you're Adoniyeshko absorbing. Iokona, Iekena. And you don't know that the field, what to plant in the field, because the confusion is such, of such. Iokona, Iekena. That this unsettling, Iokona, is causing separation. You feel adrift, Yokona. It is in the breath, we would say this. In moments like this, it is in the breath, and it would be disciplined to come back to the breath, but sometimes you are just where you are, Yokona, Iekena. That is why polarity exists. Two sides of the same coin, and sometimes you're just visiting the other side, to receive. Yokona, and to have rememberings of how to balance Inadanyoko, harmonize and align Iekenananyoko. We get better at this, and sometimes we're not so good at it. Yokona Iena. Nioshki Yokona, the stoicness of living in this lifestyle, Yokona Iekena, can actually be harmful if you do not allow yourself to bend and be. Bend, be, because you have the faculty of shift, move, change, and transform. We've just spent 25 days talking about it. You have the faculty. You have the ability. But we would say do not ignore or try to expunge feel bad about the aspect of self that requires a little extra tender loving care. Bend and be Yoshkona Iena, Yokona Iena, and accept Yokona, then shift, change, and transform. In some aspects, you must just be where you are until you choose not to be there anymore for whatever the stimulus is or the impetus is that the choice is made to shift. But your state of mind or your presence of being Ananioko is serving some purpose for your higher good, for your higher self, Yokona Iena. And it is choice to be there, Yokona Iena. And I guess we will use the word freedom. Mercedes will start doing backflips. But you will have the freedom, Yokona. You know, so often we have talked about not in this series, but financial freedom. But this is spiritual freedom. I'm known on the AK now, the freedom to choose where in the frequencies, where in the waves of the all, where in the waves of creation you want to settle in for a while. You have the freedom to choose. On the AK, and you have the freedom to move and shift the Okona, and sometimes a little help from your friends. On the AK, your teachers, guides, wisdom ones. As an order. You're resting here because we just want to feel the compassion. And the ways of love we have for you. Because these are some difficult times. When you're standing in your conviction and doing the practice and on the HK showing up at the same time and doing all the things on that practice list, things to do, and you're taking a breath and you're breathing into the all and you're just unsettled. And this is on the HK now. We would not say okay, it was funny, it's an okay condition. But it is the part of the cycle. And that is why the understanding of the laws, and we have not spoken of them all, but the understanding of the laws, the Iokona, Iekena, can help you, Anoniyoko, come back into alignment with harmony, peace, joy, and love. Iokona, Iena. So we would say, place that which has hurt you. That which you grieve for. That which you feel separated and apart from. That which you are afraid of. Place it into the all. Close your eyes. And from a teaching point, and to be quite pragmatic about it, when you close your eyes in this condition or in this state, in the allowance of being where you are in this moment. When you close your eyes, you may notice, for some it may not change, but we are sensing a change, that you may see the infinite in a different light. And this can be beneficial for you because you'll be able to witness the change, to witness. So if you see, if you're experiencing something that's got you unsettled and you close your eyes and you see what your void or what your infinity looks like at that point, and then you begin to see the shift, you know you can see the workings. You can actually experience the workings. You can witness the working of the shift as it is occurring. You may also, in this moment, if you are experiencing something and moving through this experience with us this morning, you may also scan your body because often in the energetic fields, things are instigated in your body in Nononiyeshkona. So you can scan your body and see where in your body this frequency has decided to reside. And then you will feel the shift in your body And sometimes it becomes denser as you have, as you have not been able to release or refuse to release something that's not serving you well. It can actually become heavier and more dense in your body. So, just scan your body and use a sigh of release to release the density, cleanse the frequency. Breathing in through the nose and then exhaling long, slow, and deep through the mouth. And as you're exhaling, imagining that you're releasing through your fingertips and toes the energetic residue of that which is not serving you well and that which is ha which has you unsettled. We would ask you to also imagine, or know, that as you release the unsettling into the void, intentionally ask for it to be transmuted into God's light and love. I release this density, this unsettling into Noni-Eshka, I release this unsettling from my body, from my physical existence. And I'm sending it into the light of God for transformation, transmutation into love, so that it may be purposely changed into good. Another thing we say is, I release this into a lotus blossom of God's light and love for transformation into good. Another thing I do is, this is Mercedes, the other thing I do, both of us, she needs healing this morning too. So the other thing is to ask for and be appreciative of, thank you for the gift of the lesson, and I receive the lesson, it is complete. I receive it and I've achieved the lessons of the situation. I'm grateful for the lessons. I'm grateful for the purpose. And I accept and receive the healing. The healing. The transmissions of the healing, Iokona Iekena. I am placing or planting into the void healing. Complete, received, achieved. I am healed. 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 Complete. Receives. Achieves. It's done. No, y es que na, ana ni loco, y es que na. What is before you? No, y es que na. What seed was planted to reveal this effect? How have I contributed to what is in front of me? What do I accept as mine? And what do I release as circumstance? What have I learned? What have I catalyzed? What is being catalyzed? What am I teaching? Show me the gifts. Show me the gifts of this moment. And on the Ishkena, these are some of the questions and ways in on the Ishkena to plant into the void, Yokona, so that you may receive solace, peace. And on the Ishkena, solitude. And on the Yokona, and then the Yeshkona. In Yokona, the words are coming in the isolation of this moment. Oh, no, the Yeshkena. It is not the entire span of a lifetime. In the isolation of this moment, you are not in the span of your entire lifetime. Oh, no, Yoko Yukena, Anani Yoko Yukena. So we will leave you in the space of healing, Anononieshkina, understanding Yoshkona, seeking Yokona, teaching Yokona, learning Yekena. You may be seeing, Ononone Yeshkona, the change of the infinite space with your eyes closed. Take note of that, Yokona Yeshkena, and see the healing shift that has occurred. Non riesco a naire, no. Evidence-based spirituality. Non riesco a naire. You can feel the shifts. Non riesco a naire. You will experience the shifts as well. So from time to time, yes, now, a little weeding, a little compassion. Tender loving care for yourself in this way. Understanding your state of God. Just being there. Wherever you're at. Yoko, we are done. We are done, we are done. Yoko, now we love you, we love you, we love you. Ononiyeshkena, care, love, compassion. Ononiyeshkena, ananiyoko, for self. Love thyself. All aspects of you. Pull it into the filter of love, ononiyeshkena, and allow yourself to, that's it, allow yourself, allow yourself, allow yourself to be where you are at, ononiyeshkena. And when you come into the awareness of the subtle frequency, the okonayena, then at your leisure, at your catalyst, at your convenience, at your decision, at your compassion for yourself, you will release when you are ready. Not a moment before, and not only is Kona. And then know that everything we have talked about, planting and sowing and reaping and harvesting, Yokuna, applies to these times when you are scared or when the world is sending you Ananoyoko communication that is puzzling or hurtful. The principles apply. The law is always. In everything and everyone, there was God. Ononiyeshkena. Plant the seeds. Ononiyeshke for alignment and balance. Yokonayena. And then reap and harvest. And sow again. We love you, we love you, we love you. Be loving to yourself. And we bid you adieu.